and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment, the leader's guide to letting go and saying no. Now, as the old song goes, breaking up is hard to do, but that sounds kind of personal. At work, letting go is a little like breaking up, but we don't take it quite so personally. But maybe we should. Letting go means many things. Sometimes terminating a team member, stopping work on an unproductive project, or maybe even leaving behind that bevy of expectations, fears, or direction that you've hung on to for too long. To let go, though, at some point you have to say no. And to whatever you must utter that dreadful word, here are three reasons it may be more personal, internal, and urgent than you think. Misalignments pull you away. Now, I noticed the other day that my car was pulling more in one direction than another. Now, that's when you say, Houston, we have a problem, or hello, repair shop, at a minimum. However, it also occurred to me that this happens in life and in work. A priority will pull us away as leaders from one direction or another. Maybe it's a squirrel moment, or maybe you've just failed to stay focused or say no to something new and simply gotten distracted. But think about it. To what goals have you stayed committed too long that are pulling you away from what's really important? To what people have you devoted too much leeway in their performance that you really need to let go so they can do something else? Is there a project that's keeping you from being aligned to which you really should say no? And if so, that may have become a habit, which brings me to my second reason. Hanging on becomes a habit. A friend and I talked the other day about how our thoughts become habits. This is not new news, but good or bad, there are likely things that you think about that are nothing more than bad habits. And as my friend says to herself, apparently daily, nuh-uh, we're not going there, as she talks to herself walking around the office. It may be time to break up with that habit that's keeping you stuck to something that isn't doing you any good. Have you made a habit, for example, of being afraid to make the next move in your business that you secretly know you need? Or have you continued to expect those you lead are going to do things you really know they're not? If so, those habits lead us right in to the third reason of letting go. And that is real insanity. We all laugh at the phrase, out loud even. The definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over and over again and expecting different results. Ha ha. Yet while we're laughing, are we doing this very thing? If you say yes, in quotes, for example, by checking your phone every time it dings, buzzes, or shakes, but complain about never having enough time, do you need to stop the insanity and occasionally say no to the constant interruption? If you constantly overload your calendar while regularly telling yourself you've got to get better about being on time, might it be time to let go of your delusion of just how long things really take? Oh, sorry. Okay, that one was just really for me. While we can look at what leading really means and who's got to be led first and foremost in order for you to be effective at developing others, that's really a Monday moment all by itself. Maybe we'll tackle that next week. For now, though, as a leader and as I teach in our leadership training programs, letting go is our focus and saying no is the key. What do you need to say no to that's holding you back? What do you need to let go of, and what's keeping your grip so strong? The fear you feel about letting go is likely real, but it's far more fleeting than I think you realize. In fact, examine to what you need to say no and from what you need to let go, and get some of that time back you need to experience the freedom to really lead. A little rhyming action from your favorite Monday Moment author. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great Monday, an even better week, and of course, stay contagious.